You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the share markets. According to early trends on the SGX Nifty, bulls may attempt a comeback on Dalal Street as BSE Sensex. NSE Nifty 50 are expected to open in the green. Nifty futures were up 26 points or 0.15% on the Singapore Exchange, hinting a positive start for broader benchmark index in India. Ajit Mishra, VP Research at Religare Broking, has said that the markets have shown tremendous strength so far amid the global turmoil. However, the lingering fear of aggressive rate hikes by the US Fed has capped the upside and also triggered intermediate declines. According to Mishra, the prevailing market structure, combined with cues from the US markets, is pointing towards further fall. The stocks in focus today will be ACC, Adani Power, Ambuja Cements, Tata Steel, Paytm, Tata Power, HDFC Life and Indus Towers. Moving on, as the country's top two telecom operators, Reliance Jio and Bharti Airtel, prepare to launch 5G services in the latter part of the next month, the sector's key parameters have started to look up. Analysts are of the view that the timing is right for the two companies to shift gear to the 5G play. As per Telecom Regulatory Authority of India's data, the sector's average revenue per user has risen 53% since FY19, and 4G subscribers have tripled in the past 5 years to 761 million, while data traffic has increased 18x. Jio and Bharti now make up 76% of the market. However, the average revenue per user is still lower than pre-September 2016, before the launch of Jio, and adjusted for inflation is 25% lower. In another development, Chairperson of the Competition Commission of India, A.K. Gupta, has said that the forthcoming merger control regime will help clarify on concerns regarding the definition of control in the form of material influence. Addressing the annual conference on competition law and practice organized by CII, Gupta observed that apart from introducing deal value threshold and facilitating faster review of merger notifications, the new competition amendment bill is expected to bring in commitment and settlement framework and the leniency plus regime. Gupta said the bill broadens and deepens the scope of interregulatory consultations, a crucial area for reforms to avoid regulatory overlaps. The proposed introduction of a limitation period of 3 years for filing information referenced before CCI for anti-competitive agreements and abuse of dominant position, he said, would bring certainty to markets and business. Meanwhile, as the country awaits the launch of 5G services expected next month, it is no surprise that there has been an uptick in demand for 5G-enabled smartphones, and it is the affordable segment that is seeing the maximum launches as well as highest expected sales. In the April-June quarter, the 5G smartphone shipment share reached 29% of overall shipments, which was the highest ever as per a Counterpoint research report. Samsung led the 5G smartphone segment with a 25% share. Chinese electronics giant Xiaomi, which continues to lead India's smartphone market share, expects the coming festive season sales to be a catalyst in the growth of 5G in India. In other developments, Resurgent Power Ventures, in which Tata Power holds a 26% stake, has said that it has completed the acquisition of Southeast UP Power Transmission Company through an insolvency process. As per the resolution plan, the transaction entailed payment for one-time settlement of outstanding debt and purchase of equity shares for a consideration of ₹3,251 crore and payout of existing cash balance of Southeast UP Power Transmission Company. The transaction has been funded through a mix of shareholder funds brought in by Resurgent Power and loans raised from State Bank of India. The transaction was part of a stress asset resolution process run by the resolution professional under the supervision of its committee of creditors through a competitive bidding process under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.